I have no options, Tom.
Are there any towns around here that are now no longer extant? Used to be pretty good sized towns, but they're shrinking quickly, shrinking rapidly.
Yes, due to modern transportation, there's quite a few in a fairly large area, I would say in northeast Oklahoma.
What are the names of some of these that are closed? For example, Marble City, was that pretty large once?
Yes, but Marble City lost its inhabitants before modern transportation.
What happened?
The marble quarry there. There was a marble quarry there, and that's why it was called Marble City. Mm-hmm. And at that time, there was quite a bit of business. There was a bank there, and it was just a pretty nice little town. Of course, when the quarry closed, there was no income, no industry of any kind, and nothing to keep the population up, so consequently it dwindled down to almost nothing, and it has never gained back.
Are there other towns like that near here?
Vianne is a town that has decreased due to modern transportation. It's only about 30-35 miles to Fort Smith. It isn't too far to Muskogee, possibly 40 miles to Muskogee. And Vianne was a cotton producing area, and cotton is no longer produced in that area. And what farming that's done is with large machinery. And the farms now in the river bottom is owned and operated by most of them, that is, are owned and operated by different companies or different people in Fort Smith.
Mm.
And where there was 100 houses in the Sandtown bottom 40 years ago, there isn't any today that people are living in.
Now, you mentioned Sandtown. Was this a town?
Well, no. It was referred to as Sandtown Bottom. I don't think there was any town other than a store.
It might have been a gin, I don't know.
It might have been a gin there in the river bottom at the time. Another area that after the railroad was taken out that went from Muskogee to Fayetteville, Adelaide